Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do if more staffers continue to openly question him and openly just sort of have this almost an uprising against him in terms of his Middle East policy and so forth. It's just not a good look at all, but I guess that's just going to be part and parcel, part for the course for the Biden campaign. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, the Biden campaign, it's almost kind of like the tortoise and the hare, isn't it? It's like, well, we got plenty of time. It's, you know, we're still going to, oh, are you campaigning? Oh, sure. You know, are you going to be running for president? Well, of course. You know, it's all, and we got plenty of time. Meanwhile, Donald Trump seems to constantly be hitting this thing pretty hard, along with the other candidates as well, obviously. But do you sense there's some kind of weird lack of sense of urgency for the Biden administration, for the Biden campaign, rather? Welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It's great to be here on this Thursday morning, 949-822-7949. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour for our guest, Denise Simon, if you have any questions or have any comments that you'd like to make. But also, of course, you can head over to our home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message if you have a question or comment for Denise as well this hour. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 860, AM 930, and all along the GCN network as well. Good morning to everybody at GCN. Okay, folks, once again, we're joined by Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome aboard again, Denise.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, I was just thinking about this. You know, it just, there is no sense of urgency, at least that I can tell, with the Biden campaign. It just kind of like it's there, but it's whatever, you know, at this point.
I don't think they know necessarily what to do. But we remember the speech he gave before the red wall.
Right.
He was talking about, you know, the destruction of democracy by MAGA and this and that. And I think that they're going to take that banner and they're going to continue with it. So, you know, the loss of freedoms and, you know, all those kinds of things, if any of the MAGA crowd, you know, advances in the presidential race. So I think it's time that we start listing all of the things that the Biden administration has done, where we are losing our liberties and freedoms piece by piece. And I think we can necessarily start off with the fact that let's go back to the Twitter files and see how much of a free voice that we lost between the government and, you know, collaborating with Twitter. And if they did it with Twitter, they did it with Facebook. We tend to forget the Twitter files. And essentially how many people lost their jobs and their reputation because they didn't get the vaccine boosters and all of that. Remember that one?
Oh,
they
yeah.
were shamed.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that they're going after what? You know, the gas stoves and refrigerators and lawnmowers and, you know. So I think if we work real hard here, we can probably itemize an awful lot of things about how much this administration and the Democrats, I might add, have taken away from us. And that includes all things that roll up under Title IX for female athletes.
Right. Well, exactly. Well, and of course, by the same token, though, they will then explain to us how they've been trying to save democracy. You know, they've been trying so hard, Denise, to save our democracy. And if they don't do this, then it's all lost.
Precisely.
Yeah.
You know, I said yesterday about how the Democrats, you know, repackage things They twist them, and that's what they're going to do in 2024. And here we are at the very beginning of a new year in a campaign season. So just hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Well, indeed. You know, just a little while ago, we were talking about this notion about Jack Smith and his appointment. There was an amicus brief that was filed with the court that talks about how the idea that, you know, he, first of all, Garland didn't have the power to appoint Jack Smith, and Jack Smith's office is not, doesn't exist. Therefore, he can't prosecute Donald Trump. Where do you think that's all that's going to go?
Well, good question. There's a lot of pretty powerful attorneys out there that are filing amicus briefs and making very compelling arguments. So, you know, based on courts and judges and connections and all these other kinds of things, I can't make those predictions because it's too fickle. I mean, you could have a case. I mean, I've talked about it many times. How many opinions that are legal opinions that are out there in legal approaches that are out there? I've often said, you know, watching a football game, I'd like to have a head coach sitting next to me on the couch to say, why did they call in that play? Conversely, I'd also like to have a lawyer sitting next to me on a couch when it comes to a case and see how they see it through legal eyes. But then I go, maybe I don't, because so many lawyers have so many opinions and legal approaches that you just get confused and your eyes roll. So it's like, okay, whatever. You throw your arms up. I mean, the Constitution is the Constitution, but yet it itself gets twisted now, doesn't it?
Well, it does. Primarily, we've seen it being twisted with this 14th Amendment, or, you know, Section 3. You know, plain readings should answer these questions, but, you know, that's what a lot of these things are based on, the idea that, no, I'm going to twist it up and make it something different.
You know, we keep hearing that, you know, the Democrats love to tell us that, nobody is above the law. Well, there are thousands and thousands and thousands that are above the law. And you hear Merrick Garland, our attorney general, say without fear or favor. Well, that's just false, too. I mean, that's just blatantly false. I mean, all you have to do is take a look at the Hunter Biden tax case, you know, that they let the statute of limitations lapse.
Exactly.
You know, so,
I know. Yeah. It is pretty crazy. And it's infuriating, actually. Denise Simon, stay right there. Folks, we're coming right back. Much more with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, we are back. See, I told you we wouldn't be gone long, but we are back and we are live this morning here on Thursday morning. We're glad you're there. We're glad to be here. And we have so much more to talk about, of course, with our good friend Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And folks, you definitely want to head over to founderscode.com. Check out the articles and other materials that Denise has over there. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. You know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about as well this morning is what's happening over in the Red Sea. And I was reading something about this that kind of posed a scenario that's, you know, I think nothing new in the kind of situation that it is. But it's, you've got the Houthis, which are the main problem, but now you're getting a lot of other forces or other ships or other entities that are in that area. That means, you know, something else could happen. I mean, there could be a mistake that's made that could also precipitate a larger conflict here.
Yes. In fact, and the shipping companies are raising their prices significantly already.
Well, that's right. It looks like oil could go up as much as 15%, according to one estimate, because of these issues in the Middle East.
Well, and any part of the supply chain now is going to be delayed by, you know, as much as a week or more. I don't know about perishables on some of these cargo ships. But then, you know, the prices of those goods on those cargo ships beyond oil is going to increase too. So, we've got several countries that have issued some kind of a quasi ultimatum to Iran and the Houthis about what's going on in the Red Sea. But we'll see just how much, you know, they're necessarily serious about it.
Well, indeed. And there was a little bit of a kerfuffle with John Kirby over at the White House press briefing room, you know, with the notion that, well, you know, is the U.S. escalating this with its, you know, increased presence in the area. I don't know if that's the case, but obviously, we could have forces in the area, but if the Houthis continue to run the show here, you know, what good does that do?
You know, let's make a comparison here, where so much attention is being placed in Iran and the Houthis and Israel and Gaza and the approach, the policy, the this and the that's and so forth. And, you know, the New York Times and Associated Press, you know, I read some of their stuff, and sometimes I can't even read it. I just look at the headlines and want to just kick somebody. but they're not making those same reports about the devastation to Eastern Europe and Europe proper about the, the Russia-Ukraine war. It's forgotten. And, you know, yesterday there was quite a prisoner swap, by the way.
That's right. Yeah, was it hundreds, I think? It was a lot.
Hundreds, yeah. Yes. And, that should be huge in the news. And it just barely got out there. So somebody needs to really, if you've got some decent investigative journalists, to say how much togetherness there is between Russia and China, and how much Russia is actually in all these other countries in Africa, and China and Russia, how they are in Latin America, Venezuela, Cuba. I mean, you know, if it isn't just about the Middle East. I mean, we've got the Democrats and these progressives have got these obsessions about just hating Israel, but they don't seem to hate Russia as much. Why? And somebody explain that one to me.
Indeed. Well, you brought up the prisoner swap, and that is significant. You know, what does that mean in the overall, the overall issue here? I mean, is that how should we take that? Is that a sign that things would get better?
I'm trying to figure that one out. Why now? And by the way, guess who is part of those negotiations? Who is leading those negotiations when it comes to prisoner swaps? Oh, might it be the Al Thani clan? Qatar? Absolutely. So this administration, and I would say Europe, have all abdicated their power and their authority to Qatar.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making this tiny little country more powerful than it should be or is.
Well, indeed. And also on the Russia-Ukraine situation, we understand that they're going to be getting some of these F-16s sooner than later here, I suppose. But they may be coming from the Dutch Air Force stocks, we understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And but these planes are already pretty old. They've been upgraded. But there's some question about whether or not they would be in for any kind of long haul. Once they start, because they've been under, they've been doing duty for 40 years or something like this.
Well, but their pilots, there are an awful lot of Ukrainian personnel that are not only in Europe but here in the United States that are continuing to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those planes are ours anyway. So, we're very aware of their operations. But why are we having this discussion a year plus into this conflict? Why was everybody so slow to react and so slow to provide Ukraine with what Ukraine needed to defend itself?
Well, right. Yeah, the idea, it just keeps going. It's nothing decisive. There's not enough, decisiveness in terms of the material and how it's being applied in order to make a real difference. And correct me if I'm wrong, the surge or whatever you want to call it, Ukraine isn't doing as well as it might, we might have been led to believe a little while ago. In fact, it seemed to be doing worse.
I don't know. know about worse. They're just trying to hold their own. Of course, they're up to their shoulders in snow and terrible weather over there. But I would say this. We have a Ukrainian military attaché that has a permanent office in the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
A permanent, and that goes back to the Obama administration. That's how long that they knew that this was going to happen. And remember, the Biden administration was issuing all of these sanctions, and they were there for deterrence. Well, what has been deterred when it comes to Russia?
Yeah.
But I would say, and I think I've said it before too, is that how we're trying to hold back Israel from prosecuting their conflict the way that Israel needs to come. I think the very same thing is happening with Ukraine. They're telling Ukraine, you can't do this and you can't do that, and we're going to force the fact that you can't do this and you can't do that because we're going to delay. We're going to give you tanks, and we're going to give you this, and we're going to do air defense and so forth and so on. But we're going to take months and months and months and months and months to get it to you.
Right, right. And it just what purpose does all this serve? I mean, you would think that to end a war is the right thing to do, and you end it as fast as you can, especially if you're supporting the side that got attacked. But
well, a lot of people are saying, you know, we're here to, you know, we're doing this to bolster our defense contractors. Well, I don't know that defense contractors are making all the money everybody would claim that they are, because, you know, what Ukraine is getting is kind of like the Goodwill Salvation Army version of materials, you know, like tanks. And it's not like we're building more tanks. We don't need to build tanks. It's not like we're giving them F-35s because they're not getting them. You know, when it comes to air defense, the same thing. So when it comes to ordnance, you know, the defense contractors will make some money there for ordnance, but any other materials, they're not making money.
Well, it seems to me, again, that, you know, you try to end this thing as fast as you can.
Well,
but,
of course.
Yeah, and but to just kind of keep it going, it seems to me that also, you know, opens up the specter that there would be a larger conflict at some point, because the aggressors can think, well, guess what? We're doing pretty good. They can't beat us, you know, this kind of thing.
All I think is about General Schwarzkopf. Anybody remember him in Desert Storm 1?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that conflict was over in, like, you know, 100 hours, 100 days.
Right. Well, Denise Simon, stay right there. We're coming right back, everybody. We'll open up the telephone lines, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, the president expressed optimism, stating that he wishes for everyone to recognize that the U.S. is in a better position than any country in the world to lead the world. The conflict between Israel and Hamas persisting in the Gaza Strip. An Israeli forces spokesperson has indicated that the military offensive in Gaza might extend through 2024 as their forces prepare for an extended period of combat. Southern California experienced a 4.1 magnitude earthquake just before 8:30 Monday morning. The U.S. Geological Survey stated that the epicenter was off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes in Los Angeles County. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back, everybody. So did you know that our gross national debt has now gone past $34 trillion? So, you know, that's it's no big deal. All we got to do is get $34 trillion, and then we'll balance everything out. It'll all be just be wiped out. Just first, we just got to get that. And then after that, it would be smooth sailing, I'm afraid. All right, welcome back to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. I want to give a shout-out here to Deb, listening on AM 930. She's saying there's some kind of issue with the volume coming through. So, Deb, we'll definitely pass that on to the engineers. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can pick up our live streams there if that might be a help. You can also go to TheAnswerTampa.com, TheAnswerSarasota.com. Check out the streams there. That might be something you can do. But we will pass that on. That might be some other technical issue. But thanks. Thank you so much. That's what we love about our listener base. Says they will always let us know it's not going right. All right, let's get back to Denise Simon, of course, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, well, yep, $34 trillion, you know, go big or go home, right?
I can't compute $1 trillion, much less $34 trillion. I can't compute it. It's beyond my ability, so I don't even know what to say about it. I mean, it's so outrageous, it's so huge that I mean, it's just nuts.
Well, and, you know, of course, the idea is that, you know, you have a lot of foreign debt in, you know, part of that and so forth. And it's not just as simple as, well, we just, I mean, obviously we got to cut spending, but it's not just as simple as that.
No, it's not. You'd have to shut down the federal government for probably 10 years.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. And also I wanted to ask you, there was the blast, was it in Beirut or mm-hmm. it was in Iran, where 95 people were killed?
Beirut.
Yeah, it was Beirut. So obviously now Iran is going to point the finger. They are there. They would believe, of course, this was instigated by the United States and Israel.
That blast. I'm sorry. No, that was Iran.
Yes.
Something tells me that may have been Islamic State.
Mm-hmm.
Islamic State doesn't like Iran. So I have a feeling that's probably where this came from.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that's just me.
Well, turning over to politics, of course, you know, you've got President Trump. He's wanting the Supreme Court, of course, obviously, to look at what's happened in Colorado. I was kind of mentioning this earlier, you know, you never really want to go to court for anything if you can ever help it, because you never do know exactly which way it's going to go.
Right.
You know, even though we look at it as a plain, a plain reading of what the Supreme Court did in the state of Colorado, but you never know how it's going to go and how the argumentation goes.
You don't. I mentioned before, you know, how you can have all of these lawyers. They're all went to law school, and I'm not sure, you know, what what law schools were teaching them going through, law. I have no idea. They all kind of have a different approach. They have a different argument, which is really what, you know, a case is about. But fascinatingly enough, we'll necessarily see that some of these judges themselves are activists. And how many of them are necessarily being paid? Or what has been charged and not charged that should be charged? I mentioned earlier that, you know, who's above the law? Well, there are thousands that are above the law. Let me kind of give you a for instance. Sam Bankman-Fried, remember him? You know, the FTX crypto guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a lot of people don't, because it didn't get reported, but maybe for a second, that his campaign contributions side of the case, all those charges were dropped. Now, why would that be?
We don't want to get too far into that rabbit hole, I would think.
Well, the prosecutor, whose name is Damian Williams, was recommended by Chuck Schumer to be assigned to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. So who is this cat, Damian Williams? Well, glad you asked, because he worked for John Kerry's presidential campaign in 2004. He worked for he was the body guy for the Democrat National Committee for Terry McAuliffe, and he was a fellow at the Paul and Daisy Soros Fellowship operation. Oh yeah. He also clerked for who? Judge Merrick Garland. But wait a second. Let's go a little bit further. Who's his wife? Oh, glad you asked. Because she's tied to the Obama Foundation.
Oh, wow. The plot thickens.
Well, so do you see, it's not even necessarily what lawyers can argue. It's what lawyers won't do, including prosecutors. So a whole pile of the Sam Bankman-Fried case is not even being prosecuted. Which is kind of the same thing for Hunter Biden, right? We didn't bother. We let the statute of limitations run out, so we're not even prosecuting him for, you know, several of the IRS charges that he should have had.
Well, indeed, because again, where these things lead is not somewhere that they feel they want the American public to sort of understand about.
And guess who was behind in the background trying to help Claudine Gay keep her job at Harvard?
Who's that?
Obama. Obama.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, and this actually, you bring up something really, really important here. With the whole Claudine Gay thing, how many people are now saying, well, this is just, it's a racial issue, et cetera, et cetera. And I can't believe that. I thought plagiarism was plagiarism. I didn't know that had a racial component.
Oh, now they're minimizing it to like drinking out of a paper straw instead of a plastic straw. You know, that's about how they equaled the argument here.
Well, but it also shows so much that they're out of touch with what the people across the highways and byways think. They think that, hey, if I went to school and plagiarized, they'd kick me out, I'd never come back. But now somehow, again, it's this idea of being above the law. Why can't Harvard simply say, this was bad, we asked this person to resign, or we would fire them, and they're gone, and we're never going to talk about it again, and we're going to stop, you know, make sure the next person doesn't have this kind of problem. If they wanted to actually, you know,
The truth of the matter is that the people that are pulling their donations out of Harvard, billions of dollars that are being stopped or pulled back. And I think that's really the reason that the pressure is that she resigned, not because of plagiarism, not because of, you know, racism and all the other nonsense.
But
the money part hurts.
No, I completely agree. No, you're right about that. But the issue becomes too, well, you can't even call out bad behavior or unethical behavior for fear. And this is like being in the Soviet Union, for fear of being denounced of being some kind of whatever, in this case, a racist.
Well, and now, you know, late yesterday, the attorney general, the Biden government, Department of Justice, is now suing Texas.
That's right. That's right. For arresting and deporting illegal aliens, I believe.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, somebody needs to say that every crime that these illegals are participating in or have participated in, including rape and death and, you know, theft and car burglaries and all these other kinds of things, I would say that the Democrats themselves are accomplices to those crimes, including Mayorkas, including Biden, including Schumer, and, you know, all the rest of them. They are accomplices. You know, my opinion, this whole thing is like a RICO case. I would suggest that to the listeners to travel on over to social media, because James O'Keefe, formerly with Veritas,
right,
Project Veritas, was actually at the border, and he actually found a secret, hidden, abandoned school that has been taken over by the illegal operation that the Department of Homeland Security is running. And it's really quite a fascinating encounter, of which he videotaped the entire encounter.
So. Wow. Well, Denise Simon, take care. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Take care. All right, folks, stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
And we are continuing through the Thursday edition here, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back to the program. And, well, we are having fun, by the way. And we're not hurting anyone at all. And that's a great Billy Joel song, by the way. And so once again, Kyle Warren with you. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. And you're off and running from there. Well, right now, folks, it's that time of the program, that time of the morning where we talk with our good friend Chris Markowski. He, of course, is the watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website address. And he's also heard right here on AM 860, The Answer, our home station, 5 a.m. Eastern times on Saturday mornings, 5 p.m. on Sundays. That's 5 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. Again, right here on AM 860. Good morning again, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, last time we talked, we knew the Fed was going to we were going to hear about the minutes from their December meeting. It looks like those minutes are out, and I guess we can continue to anticipate some rate cuts. It would seem that we're going to see hopefully soon this year.
Yeah. Again, they're going to be a little bit based upon whatever data comes down the pipe. And some of the data that came out yesterday was fairly weak. Curious to see when they might get started on this. Is it going to be next meeting? Is it going to be March? Who knows? More than likely, coming early parts of this year. You know, again, you gotta, it's like you need a decoder ring sometimes to read some of these things. And, I wouldn't bear much of it any mind. You got an election year as well. So there's going to be pressure brought to bear, to lower rates, for, consumers and people looking to buy homes. So there's going to be a little bit of politics involved too. But, again, you don't want the Federal Reserve to, we're trying to be banking on the Federal Reserve to, drive the markets or whatever you want to do. That's not a great way of playing things.
Well, no, I think you're exactly right about that. And you just mentioned home purchases, trying to get people to buy homes. Well, it looks like the rates are starting to come down. I guess the question is, do people wait to see if the Fed's going to cut even more to make it even more attractive, or do they just jump right now?
Well, refinancing is not, that's something that not a lot of people can do. You know, some people, they can't afford the luxury of waiting. You still have the reality that many places around the country, there's not enough inventory that's out there. And there's also, again, a price that's, which is obviously, part of the reason why it's kept prices pretty high in some, very, very hot markets. It's interesting, it's because where people are looking to move and where they're looking to go to. Whether or not, you've got enough to actually the workers there to actually build the homes along with some of the zoning regulations. So, it's a lot of the hot markets out there, even the higher interest rates haven't brought prices down. And that's usually what it does. It's usually an inverse relationship. But because the inventory is not there, they've remained high. So, to feel help people out. I mean, again, they're going to be the politics involved with that moving into this year because it's an election year, I think will force the Fed's hands.
Well, there's another aspect to this as well, and that has to do with oil prices in terms of where the economy could be going, especially inflation. You've got a gentleman named Bob McNally from Rapidan Energy. He's warning that because of what's happening over in the Middle East, you could see oil prices rise as much as 15%, and that right now of having a risk of some kind of big issue with oil is around 30%, evidently from his estimation anyway. But certainly what's happening in the Red Sea could have an overall effect on the price of oil at some point.
Well, you saw that again. It's always geopolitical risk when it comes to oil. And you had that terrible terrorist attack that took place yesterday in Iran, and whether or not, what the Iran's response is going to be to that. And again, still don't know. They haven't found out who's responsible for that. Yesterday it seems like that we finally, stood up and gave an ultimatum to the Houthi rebels about the shipping lanes. I don't know why it's taken so long when it comes to that, and basically issuing a warning that, they better stop with this. So, a lot of these things can stir things up and most certainly can affect oil prices.
Well, also, though, there is a little bit, I think, of some green shoots, I guess you might call them. According to the AP, it looks like you've got new vehicle sales went up about 12% more than they were in 2022, in 2023. So even though the car prices are pretty high, the interest rates, of course, got very high, it looks like, some people were still out there spending on new cars.
Well, again, some people, you don't have any choice. You have to replace cars. It's part of a cycle to some degree. And, again, I do think that, what I'm going to find interesting is a lot of the leases, as they come up from 2021 this year, especially in the electric cars, what that is going to mean when it comes to used car prices. What are they going to do with all of these used electric cars? What the dynamic is, and whether people are going to be deciding to go back and buy another one. I mean, this is a true kind of a test right now, how resilient that market is going to be. What type of cars are people going to buy? They're going to go back and get them again. It's fascinating to watch. But again, cars are often bought sometimes that, they're out of necessity as well.
Well, do you think that some of these mandates, I think in California there's a mandate that's come down the pike, 2035 would be the last you know, the cutoff where you could buy internal combustion engine automobiles. Do you think that these are going to stick in terms of the timing, or is that something that they're going to just have to realize that they may have to change, you know, especially if there's all these ongoing problems with the electric cars, infrastructure, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to have the electric grid that would allow that to happen. I don't see it. I mean, you know, not to mention, you know, you're still going to have, you know, gas. I mean, you're not going to make internal combustion cars illegal. So you need, I mean, what does that mean for, you know, the gas stations and the people driving into your state? I mean, it's just, it's odd. It really is. You know, I don't, you know, again, I don't even understand, you know, you get different winds of politics, how that's even legal. How a state can go ahead and do that. It'd be almost like a state deciding that all of a sudden we want to have a different electric plug. We want to go with the European style electric plugs and what the cost that would be brought to bear for all the companies that have to make a different product with a different type of plug just for your state. I don't see how that's going to fly. I really don't.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think they're talking about, you know, banning the new sales, basically. But that's going to, you know, in and of itself be a huge problem, because you've got car dealers out there who then everything on the lots will be an EV. You know, and I think the used car market.
Ban new sales, but you can draw. Well, you, so what happens? You can't drive, you know, to Utah and buy a different car?
Well, no, you could. I'm sure you could. And, and of course, they could probably then say, well, we're going to raise the registration rates. I mean, they would tax it to death, you know, in some other way, shape, or form. But, you know, Chris, because we're here in January, we're looking to the new year, a lot of companies have made some huge mistakes over the last couple of years, especially in terms of getting political, going woke, quote-unquote, this kind of thing. Do you think companies are going to really start pulling back from that? I know a lot have, you know, what can companies do if they have offended a good part of their customer base?
I mean, again, it's, you know, time is going to, you know, help with, you know, some of this stuff. I do believe that, but no, a lot of the companies have pulled back on their hiring practices and, you know, the way that they're handling things at their companies, because again, it's nonsensical. It was nonsensical from the get-go, and it's unfortunate. You got a lot of CEOs out there, a lot of leadership that, you know, they just go with the flow. They're not really true leaders. They found ways of clawing their way to the top at companies, you know, in one way, shape, matter, form. They're more politicians than they are CEOs, and you know, they end up with, you know, spending too much or hiring too much in regards to these things, and then the shareholders end up paying the price down the road. But, yeah, there's most certainly a blowback from that entire nonsense.
Indeed. And you, as you said, the shareholders, they're the ones, too, that can have some real actionable things if they've destroyed the stock price, this kind of stuff. Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Good to talk to you again this morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
Take care. You too. All right, everybody, Kyle Warren with you. We're going to head up to the top of the hour. You're going to hear your top of the hour news, get updated on everything, and then we're coming right back. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.